Green Acres Garden Podcast is the podcast that'll teach budding gardeners like you to grow your green thumb. For whether you're a newbie or a seasoned horticulturalist, you're sure to learn something new. Enjoy our conversations with community gardeners and gurus from Green Acres Nursery and Supply. We'll answer questions you didn't know you had. All right, let me just put my shovel down, gloves down, pruners down. All right, microphone up. It's time to go. Time to garden on, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome one and all. This is the Green Acres Garden Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Jordan, and I love gardening. I love plants. And I got a great little episode for you this week. Let's quickly check in with our co-host here, Austin, on audio. Austin, the bumblebee blank. How's it going there, Austin?
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for that wonderful intro. And hello to all of our listeners. Welcome back to the show. And I want to get straight into the topic at hand because this is a good one. Kevin, what are we talking about this week?
We're talking about square foot gardening. We're meeting up with a great friend of the podcast, Dave Ferrero.
Yeah.
You know, a great person, a gardener and grower, green thumb, extraordinaire, lives out in Newcastle, California, has a beautiful little spot out there where he's really putting some time in and growing. And actually now he's putting a lot of effort into educating others, which I just love. And this week he's going to educate us all about square foot gardening. I had a blast in our interview. And so I learned so much. It kind of got me a little excited, and I'm really juiced on sharing this information with our listeners.
Oh, me too. And we had Dave on the show a little while back, and I just fell in love with the way he thinks, the way his brain works.
Very analytical.
Yeah, he's like a scientist or an engineer, and he like tests theories and like really like, you know, if he thinks something is true about a plant, he's going to test it and find out for sure. Is that really a plant that we can grow here? Is that really a plant you can grow with this method?
And that's true gardener spirit.
Yeah, I love that. And then he shares all that knowledge. He's just so open with it. So it's so great. He's a pleasure to have. And this is kind of connected to last week, wouldn't you say, Kevin?
You know it. So last week, we got to speak with Pam Farley, author, the Brown Thumb Mama. We talked about container gardening and really, you know, making the most out of small areas with what you've got. And I think this week's episode really, it truly is like a sibling episode to it. It's chapter two of that in a way. And it's literally and figuratively expanding on what we learned last week in so many ways. And so I think what the folks are going to learn from Dave and Mel Bartholomew, what they'll find out with the square foot gardening, it really offers a lot of avenues towards success and maximizes and optimizes how much success we can have in a small area with a small raised bed. I think there's a lot to be gained from this episode. So I cannot wait to share this with folks. I had a blast meeting with Dave. He is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And this episode has a lot of resources tied to it as well. So the square foot gardening method has been around for a while. There's books on it. There's websites. There's a lot going on. This is backed up. You know, it's not just some random thing.
He's not the first. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a collection of resources. Look for that in the episode description. If you want to see the visuals, if you want to buy the book, if you want to visit Dave's gardens, whatever it may be, there's resources here to help you with this topic. But enough talking about it. Let's get into it. Dave's the master. So let's go to his interview. We met up with him out in Newcastle at Veneto Gardens. Kevin, anything else before we go to it?
No, I loved it. It's a great topic. You know, a lot to learn this week.
All right, perfect. Let's go into our interview with Dave. Here we go.
What's up, garden friends? Kevin Jordan here, host of the Green Acres Garden Podcast and lover of gardening, here with a great friend and a great gardener, Dave the Dandelion Ferrero. Dave, we're gonna be talking a little bit about gardening today, especially square foot gardening. First, can you tell us a little bit about what square foot gardening is and how can we get started?
Absolutely. Square foot gardening, let's go back in history. Mel Bartholomew created square foot gardening and wrote the book on it. In the 70s. He liked gardening. He joined a community garden in Long Island, and there were like 100 people that showed up for the initial part of the year. They had all sorts of beds. They prepped the ground. They threw a bunch of stuff in the soil. By the middle of the summer, half the people showed up. By the end of the year, at the end of the summer, there were 7 people.
They gave up.
So. There were like, no, but everybody gave up. And he could not figure out, he's an engineer. So guess what? Engineers like to solve problems, right? I mean, I'm an engineer.
Let's keep more of these gardeners around.
Yeah, you know, it's like, why did people quit? What was the reason?
Well, gardening should be fun. It shouldn't be a struggle. And I feel like he's unlocked a nice approach to gardening at home, especially. I think a lot of people sometimes kind of come to gardening in the minds of, like agriculture, you know, like mass, you know, large scale, but with gardening, with our tight spaces, you can be really creative in how you utilize those spaces. And it sounds like he kind of unlocked the hidden code.
Yeah, and that's basically what he found out, is that all the instructions that people talk about gardening, all the row gardening and even raised beds, but in rows and stuff, you end up having all this space. So you have all this space that you got to amend. You got more opportunity for weeds that could get away from you. And you also don't know, you get a packet of seeds and you just like plant the whole thing out.
And then thin them out later and destroy a bunch of seeds.
People are just like confused, right? What the heck do I do?
So it was too difficult, inefficient. And he's like, let's figure something out. And so what are the main principles that we should be thinking about? Like what actually is the square foot gardening?
Guess what? It's about a square, about dividing up a garden area into bite-sized chunks, into an area that you could visualize and plan for. So you take an area, whatever it is, this is a 4x4 foot grid area, and you divide it up into 1 foot squares, square foot. Basically, you start by figuring out what veg do I want to eat? Instead of growing a whole big area of onions, and you're only going to eat a little bit of onions, so here's my green onions. That's all I really need for my family, right? Well, that's where I stop. Now I plan for the other things. I have my, my lettuce, my cilantro, whatever.
Well, Dave, you actually have a really beautiful example here. I don't know if folks can see it as well as I can. There's, 16 squares here?
Yeah.
We have, there's flowers. We've got the alyssum, the marigolds, lettuce. You said your onion. There's even a tomato hidden back in there. Is this at all part of the strategy? Instead of having one monoculture in there, having a multiple, different herbs and flowers and...
Is that all on purpose? That's all part of it too. You have your pollinators and things that bring in beneficials. But also it's about growing the right plants for you as a family to eat, right? You don't need to be like me and have 100 tomato plants, right? You concentrate on your planting based on what your family's going to eat.
Grow what you like.
Grow what you like.
That's great advice.
Exactly. And you plant intensively. That's another aspect of square foot gardening. That was what turned on to me. I bought the book in 81. I'm that old, okay? I was stunned, okay? This whole idea, because I got examples of seed packets even today. Here's a lettuce seed packet. It says,
like space them out.
Plant your seeds 3 inches apart this way. And then it goes, go rows 12 to 2 feet apart. Why should a rose be, why should I have rose? What's that about?
Especially in most home gardens, a lot of them are raised beds, they're in containers.
Yeah.
They're not really a traditional wide scale.
And that was the problem. What you said right at the beginning is this is not farming. This is not with tractors. You don't have tractors that need to go
need
down
those rows. Yeah.
You don't need, if you have beds that you can reach in everywhere, you don't need to walk in these things. So you don't need the space to go between stuff.
Well, that's one thing I really like about it is with here, you said it's a 4x4 bed. Sometimes you get them longer. They're 4x8s or 4x12. But what's nice is when it's 4 feet wide, you can basically reach in to anywhere of that garden from the side.
Never go more than 4 feet.
Like it's even though it's packed full, like the row is where you're standing. I love that.
Exactly. Never go more than 4 feet. So by having this plan in your garden and you're harvesting, like we'll harvest these lettuce here as heads in a while. So you, after you've harvested, you put back some compost in there and then plant again. You just plant again. Plant something else, right? Now this lettuce, it won't be the right time to plant more lettuce because in our hot temperature, I have a plan for this that for how this is going to go into the summer. There's going to be summer veg. There'll be peppers in here, eggplant, things like that, right? And so that will replace these spring veg.
And you notice that, like, you have your cilantro here, you have your alyssum and your lettuce, and they are packed in pretty tight, but they still all look really healthy and they're just kind of butting up against each other. But then maybe that's also the time when it's almost getting closer to harvest is when they do start pushing up against each other, it's okay. They can share that space for a little while.
Keeping weeds out.
Absolutely.
Because now you're shaded. Now you blocked everything else from going in there. So now I've got this tight, you know, group. You're not going to really get weeds going into
it. Yeah, well, if the sunlight can ever make it down to the soil, I think you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, all that intensiveness, that's what turned me on back in the 80s on this whole idea was a revelation, because I grew up in an Italian family. We had gardens since forever, my grandparents, everybody, right? And it was always these rows and long. So the problem is when you have a row of a certain type of veg, well, it's a little more difficult to have a part row of peppers, a part row of lettuce, a part row of something, because they use different, you know, they take up different space and how you manage it. With this here, you assign them a spot, and that's their grid. That's where they're going to stay, and you do, you know, what you need to do to keep them in that area.
Well, so, behind you here, that sounds great. And behind you here, we have a little vertical trellis you built. Is, mm-hmm. you know, growing upwards and verticality, is that part of the square foot gardening, you know, game plan, or is that just because you like growing that way?
Well, absolutely. It's actually, and he brought that up in his original book, is growing vertical when you're, you know, again, conserving space and location, you growing vertical is awesome. I think we want to talk about the structure of the beds.
Yeah, go for it.
And the soil that's in here. This is a mini bed, 2x2. It's guess what? It's 4 square feet, like that grow bag, right? It's the same type of thing. 6 inches, roughly. That's the depth that you need. I have the weed fabric under there, because if you just throw it on top of some weeds, you just are going to stop things from growing up, right? And the grid. The grids are an important aspect of this, because if you didn't have the grids in there, trust me,
you would quickly get away from those.
your brain starts to move away from, you know, you start to cheat. You know, you could use something as inexpensive as, these are fence boards. Yep. It's inexpensive fence board. This is 2 fence boards. You know, what is that? $3 each, $6, something like that.
There you go.
Some trim, a little bit of the weed fabric, and then you put your, Mel's mix inside of there, and you're good to go.
Well, you brought up the Mel's mix, and soil is so important for our success in the garden. That looks great. I think I might take that one with me. This is going to the garden. What do we fill it with?
Simplistically, Mel's mix is 1/3 compost, 1/3 peat moss, 1/3 vermiculite.
Okay.
Those three things, okay? What's amazing about vermiculite is, other than it has awesome water-holding capability, right? But it has... I think the more important aspect, it has nutrient holding capability. It holds on to the micronutrients that come out of when the compost is broken down by the microorganisms. Those nutrients are held electrically by the vermiculite until the plant wants them.
That's good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's called CEC, you know. But anyway, it's an amazing, and it's why perlite is not a replacement.
Okay? Well, they do kind of different things, right? Yeah, they're just completely different.
People think perlite, vermiculite, it's an ite.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference? One's white, one's brown. No, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, perlite holds very little water. A lot of air.
Drains really well. That's what its purpose
is. That's the little white rocks you're seeing inside your potting mix. It's like a styrofoam in a way, but which is great for drainage inside certain containers. But inside here, vermiculite is what we're adding.
Yeah, we're holding, and it has really virtually no ability to hold on to the nutrients.
Well, you brought up the nutrients. Yeah. So when it comes to the compost we're going to add, you say it's 1/3 compost.
Right.
Is that just like the compost that I'm making, or is it the horse manure? Like, what is there specific compost we're going to be utilizing?
So it's recommended, and this is true whether it's square foot gardening or otherwise, the more broad types of compost that you could put together, the better. When you make your own compost at home, like even though I have, quote, horse compost out there, it's actually not just by any means horse compost. There's a lot of green mowings and grass cuttings and trimmings and other things and hay as well. So it's more broad than just manure, okay? So you want all that because you get different types of organic material, which means you get different types of molecule, you know, of microorganisms that break it up, that gives you different nutrients for your plants.
It's like making cookies. You add the white sugar and the brown sugar. You want them both in there. So now you have...
And chocolate chips.
And chocolate chips. All those good things. So this, our chocolate chips, our sugar, that's different types of compost. Yeah, so we've got what? We've got like some...
So it's not recommended to, out of that one-third compost, have it all manure-based. Right?
Yeah, you want it
so
mixed
just
up.
A third, you want three or four or five varieties of compost if you can. So manure-based, earthworm castings.
I'm surrounded by animal waste right now. So we got steer manure, chicken manure, earthworm castings. I love earthworm castings.
These are nice babies.
Yeah.
This is an aged mushroom compost, which is mostly horse and hay kind of things. This is a green waste organic compost also. This is also a green waste from the land before it goes to landfill organic compost. So putting three or four or five varieties of these together, divided up to make one-third
of your overall volume.
And I didn't bring it up, but I think it's useful. How do you measure it? How do you measure it? Well, you need a measuring can.
Yeah, no teaspoons
out
here. So
here's my measuring can.
There we go.
These are worth a lot, green acres, green cans, you know? But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, 5-gallon buckets is awesome because what you do, this is about 3/4 of a cubic foot is 5 gallons. So when you measure like 4 by 4 by 8, you know, that's 8 cubic feet is in there.
Now we're getting into math.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm going to have to bust out my calculator.
You know, I do have a math degree too.
There we go. You're a smart guy.
Yeah. So you just take that division of how many cubic feet into, you know, how many buckets, right?
Yeah.
And it's by volume. It's not by weight. Okay. That's an important thing. And it's kind of, when it comes to, you know, the vermiculite, that doesn't compress. These are fine. You put these together once you've measured it out, mix it up, you know. Peat moss needs to be, it's compressed.
Yeah.
So you want to fluff that up. You want to take that out. You need to fluff it up. And you want to moisten all this during that process because peat moss doesn't want to grab moisture. Once it's got it, it's good. But to get it first,
it's a little hydrophobic.
It's hard to hold it.
So we got 1/3 vermiculite, 1/3 peat moss, and 1/3 will be a mixture of all of our compost. And that's our mix?
That's your mix. Put it in here, into your square foot garden, whatever that is. Then, whenever you harvest your plants, you don't renew your peat moss and your vermiculite for 7 to 10 years. You actually don't need to. It doesn't break down. But your compost is used up. That's the nutrition.
Yeah, that's the fuel.
The only thing here that's nutrition is the compost. So when it gets used up, and whenever you harvest, put back your compost. Put back your compost in that area. You're done. Basically, it's like a no-till, right? Because that's really what you're doing. You're not digging it in. You're just adding a layer of your
Sounds good to me. I don't want to be out there tilling if I don't have to.
And that's the other wonderful aspect of this is no-till.
So Dave, how many buckets does it actually take? This is a 4x4, 6 inches deep. How much cubic feet is that? And how many of these buckets is it going to take to fill that little bad boy up?
So that would be 8 cubic feet. And a bucket is 2/3 of a cubic foot. So it'd be 12 buckets total that would fill that up. So since you have three different things here, so that means there's 4 buckets of each type of material. So
that's doable.
It's pretty straightforward.
Pour it in, stir it up.
Well, mix it all up ahead of time. You know, in a wheelbarrow, on a tarp, whatever you have to, you know, pour all the materials in a tarp and have a couple of friends and play games with it. And, you know, once it's all mixed up and hydrated a bit, right? Hydrate it ahead of time. Not wet, but just enough.
Damn.
Then fill it up.
That sounds great. Easy enough for me. If I can do it.
And if you got any extra, there's always your grow pots.
Absolutely.
You know, or some other thing to hold on to it. Because it makes a great potting soil. You know?
So family of four, if they want to have some, you know, maybe not eat, you know, feed themselves entirely, but if they want to have access to some fresh herbs, some fresh fruit and vegetables, you know, this summer, about how many do you think for these 4x4 would it take? to get them off and running without being too extreme.
Two of these, 4x8 is an amazing amount of food. If you look in the book and see the amount of food that you can generate out of this, and just again do the math. But if you see how much per square that you can generate, it's
32 square feet.
it's actually quite a lot of food.
How well do you think this lends itself? I mean, we got a lot of families that like to garden, people with kids. Can kids get in the on the action here with the square foot gardening?
Oh my gosh. This is when kids see square foot gardening, they actually understand gardening, because you talk about a square, and we've used this in multiple school gardens, where the class will have some beds like this, and a student will have one or two squares that they own.
That's theirs.
That's their bed.
That's their farm.
That's their bed. And they take ownership of it. Whereas one large bed that it's all community, when it's like that, nobody owns it.
Yeah.
Nobody's the boss. But when they have a square, each child has their own, and they take ownership. Another positive thing is if you're challenged with ability to kneel down, just like any other raised bed, if you have a raised bed up like this, you put this on legs, it's not that heavy.
You don't need 4 feet deep of soil.
Exactly. So you put that up, you can have wheelchair access, you can stand there, not have to bend down, and it can grow, it'll look just like this, right?
Yeah, it's for everybody.
So, yeah.
So square foot gardening for everybody, every age, no matter who you are, what you're doing, I think you can be successful with some square foot gardening. It's a great way to kind of, you know, get your feet wet, get into gardening a little bit, and have some success right off the bat. One last thing, tell us, if you were to have, you know, a 30-second opportunity to, like, convince our listeners and our viewers to do this at home, what would be that 30-second?
Well, I would say that if you follow the recipe that's in the book, you actually can grow veg and be successful, okay? It's hard to say that about a lot of other gardening process, right? And I want people to be successful. I want people to be able to grow veg. So you follow that process. Maybe you can become a green thumb, and you're going to be, with that success, you can build on that and do more.
I love it. So. Everybody has a green thumb. Every single human, we're all born with it. It's just about uncovering that you have one. And I think square foot gardening is just one great avenue for all of us gardeners to be able to get out there, have some success. I think you're right. Follow that recipe, learn all that you can. And I think, I imagine every season that you do this, you probably learn a little bit more about, you know,
about
the plants. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, oh my God.
And the great thing about all this is we have a small little garden where normally it might be one or two or three plants. Now there's, you know, a dozen different varieties of plants in this small little plot. You're gonna have fresh herbs, fresh flowers. You could even do cut flowers in here. Thanks, Greg. Cut flower gardening, herb gardening, you know, all your large, you know, your tomatoes and peppers. So it's like, I think you can have a lot of versatility with this garden, hopefully a solid chance at being successful. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. This is how I get people started in gardening. This is the process.
Well, it's a great hook. And I want to thank you so much for taking some time out to speak with us. Dave, he's a lover of gardening, but he's also, I think you love helping people garden just as much as you love being in the garden yourself. And I really appreciate that about you. And I can't wait to see what other things you come up with this summer. And I just know you got a whole great season ahead of you this summer. It's going to be great.
Well, it'll be tomato world.
Yeah, well, I'll have to come over and do a little tasting with you.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, thank you so much. Cannot wait to come back. It's time to go do some square foot gardening, friends.
All right, we are back. What a great interview. Thank you so much, Dave. Kevin, what did you think?
Dude, I bow to Dave's skills. Yeah. I learned so much. I really love spending time with him. His energy, his knowledge, it's infectious in a way. It's like a fungal disease, right?
Well, I don't know about that. He is a pro, though. And
he's
this
great.
Stuff, you know, we saw it works. It's such a good system. I really like it. And I want to do it now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great. And it all starts with that soil, that mix, that one-third, one-third, the compost,
the
peat moss,
mix.
The vermiculite. They all work together, and I think having that as your base is really what is going to set you off for success. And then just continually, you know, growing plants nice and tight, letting them grow, harvest plant. You know, you replenish with compost. It's this wonderful cycle that gardeners, I think, can get into. It kind of draws you into your garden and your landscape maybe a little more than normal, and it's just nice to have always something that you can look at to harvest and eat. We got to get one going for you, Austin.
I already have plans. I want to start putting together a 2x2 one so I could get 4 square foots in one. I might build a couple, so it's not one big 4-foot one. Maybe I'll make it a little more modular. I could do like a line or, you know, whatever I want. I don't know. But I want to build them. I'm kind of excited to build the structure, the wood thing. You know, that kind of brings me to the resources. Again, like, you are going to want to check out the website. It's called squarefootgardening.org. And there you can buy the books on this and you can get the resources on making Mel's mix. There's visuals. There's lots of great help there. So check that out for sure. Also, check out Dave's website, venetogardens.com. I'll have a link to that as well, where you can get in touch with him, check out his courses, check out his blog. He's got so many things there that are going to help you out, and it's just a great resource. So, Kevin, anything else you want to share before we wrap things up?
All right, folks. Well, Squarefoot Gardening, it's like the new charcuterie board of landscaping and gardening. You know, get on it, folks. It's a craze. It's happening because they're beautiful and tasty. But another wonderful week under our books. I got to go get some more dirt under these nails. Thank you, Austin, for hanging with me. Thank you all to our listeners for hanging out as well. Love it having everybody here. Cannot wait for next week. We got another wonderful episode planned. Until then, I got to get back out in the garden. Got to grab my shovel. Here's my pruners. Oh, grab my gloves. Time for me to head back outside and go have some fun. Until next week, garden friends, urging you to hopefully get a little less green time and a whole lot more green time. Happy gardening to you all, and please never stop growing. We'll see you next time, friends.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of Kevin Jordan or his guests. These gardening tips and suggestions may work for you, as well as those from alternative sources. When using any garden products or tools, read and follow all label directions.